We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I love getting up in the morning. I clap my hands and say, this is going to be a great day.
It's Howard Simon and Jeremy White.
Now the snap. The give goes to Motor Singletary. Big hole up the middle. Finds room. He's at the 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown. Devin Singletary motors into the end zone. Touchdown, Buffalo. A 46-yard touchdown run on the second play from scrimmage. Brissett now backs up, goes shotgun. Looks to his right. Fires down the seam. It is intercepted. Picked off by Levi Wallace, and he gets dropped at about the 27-yard line. Revenge is best eaten cold, and Levi Wallace comes up with a football. He gets the interception.
It looked like when given the opportunity, they were affecting the quarterback early, and I like that. I mean, just in terms of what they were doing, I thought Leslie called an aggressive game and did a nice job letting those guys go, too, and with a four-man rush once in a while. So, you know, as I always say, the rush and the coverage have to work together, and I thought the back end was doing their part also.
Sanders slips over to the right side. Josh takes the snap. Play action. Looks to Diggs, now looks to the back of the end zone. It is caught down to the back of the end zone. Dawson Knox, touchdown Buffalo. Josh Allen looked at Stephon Diggs for a long time and then finally fired it over the middle to Dawson Knox, who had single coverage in the end zone, touchdown.
We got some stuff to work on. We really do, and myself just trying to find a rhythm early on. Hats off to our guys at front and our running backs for, you know, establishing a run game early. That helps us out so much. They did a hell of a job, you know, protecting all day. And again, our guys made some plays. And to feel the way we feel, knowing we could have played better, winning 35-0, you know, I think that's a good problem to have.
It's all Bills all day. Buffalo Bills Football Monday, exclusively on WGR Sports Radio 550. Brought to you by Northwest Bank, increasing the value of you.
The Bills make me wanna shout. Kick your heels up and shout. Throw your hands up and shout. Throw your head back and shout. Come on now, the Bills are.
I need to establish a ground rule right off the top.
Is that about, is this related to establishing the run? You're establishing a ground rule?
Yeah. Yes, I am establishing a ground rule. It's okay to be happy with a win and point out the passing game's not right. It's okay. It's not complaining. Bills fans aren't complaining on a 35-0 win if you say, you know, Josh still doesn't look right. It's okay. I just want to get that ground rule out of the way right at the top of the show. Now we can move on and do whatever you want to talk about for the next 3.5 hours.
Yeah, I mean, this does happen every year where the Bills will win a game and, you know, there'll be a conversation about it. It used to be that beating the Dolphins 13-11 and being upset about it, you'd have Bills fans saying, I can't believe you're mad they won. Like,
I'm not mad they won.
No, I'm saying the 13-11 game, but, although that might be scoregami.
That was scoregami.
Now, 35-0 is, you know, it's a different bar. The bar's been raised. I'm not disappointed. What happened, I think, yesterday from the offense was what I thought would happen against the Steelers, which was, all right, you don't have your A game, you're still going to win, right?
Uh-huh.
That's, their offense didn't have their A game, and their defense got to play Jacoby Brissett.
Yeah, although
Tua might have been just as bad.
I don't think it would have been different if Tua stayed in the game.
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe not 35-0, but I think the Bills still would have won. Miami's offensive line is that bad. Really bad.
Yeah.
What the Bills did to Miami, that's what Pittsburgh did to the Bills' offense. The Bills did the same thing. It felt like every play, you could just, you know, rush the passer and you'll get through. It's not a problem. The Bills' defense was dominant. It was amazing. But let's not forget, at halftime, Josh Allen had 62 yards passing.
Yeah.
62 yards passing. You know, they had a really, their best drive of the day was coming out of halftime. The touchdown drive right out of the break. They come out, they're throwing the ball. Couple passes down the middle. He completes right away to Beasley, to Sanders. They move downfield. 8 plays, 7 passes, And that would have been the Knox touchdown catch.
Yep.
Right? Okay. Really nice drive. Josh looked in a rhythm. That's the best drive of the day. Outside of that, not great. You know, they're hitting some throws. His legs was still a factor, but there were still a few passes yesterday where you go, that seems to be floating a little bit. Near interceptions, some of the stuff that has yet to work itself out through two games. So I'm glad they won. I'm thrilled. I would have been in a very dark place if they lost. Miami looked bad, and the Bills still look like the team to beat in the division. But let's face it, the passing game is not where it was last year. It just looks off in the first two games.
I think the quarterback looks off.
Yes,
right?
He does.
Or not as on.
He's not as comfortable as he did last year.
There's one stat about that from last year versus this year, which is last year he only had two games with a sub-60% completion percentage.
Right.
Only two the whole year. He's had two.
Right. He's at 56% for the first time.
I've told you a million times, I do not care about completion percentage. So I'm gonna stick to that.
Yeah.
But it is clearly an indication that they are completing a lower percentage of their passes than they were last year. Mm-hmm. That doesn't have to be a problem. Depends on the kind of passes that you complete. I think the perfect example of like what's going on with the passing game. We saw Allen miss Sanders deep against Pittsburgh. And the Diggs play, which is a great play by Diggs,
mm-hmm.
that's a touchdown. There are multiples in the clear behind coverage, and if the throw's on the money.
He beat his guy on that throw, right?
Big time.
He beat Howard on that throw.
He beat him badly.
Right. Yeah.
And there's a play on an over route, I think, or a corner route where Diggs is open too. The ball doesn't get there in time. So for whatever reason, you know, I don't know if Allen doesn't have velocity right now.
That's right. It looks like honest to God, there was a throw he made, I think it was from McKenzie, on the Bills sideline. And another one of those throws that McKenzie's open, but it kind of lofts up.
Yeah.
And it gives the defender a chance to close and almost pick it off. And I thought, is something wrong with his arm or shoulder? Is there something we haven't heard that something's wrong with his shoulder? Because there are throws that lack zip that normally normally we talk about him like, hey, don't throw it so hard. Give your guys a chance to make a catch. But now, I don't think there's anything to the whole maybe something's going on with his shoulder or arm. But there are throws he makes that just he's lofting and floating throws up when he needs to put a little more zip on the ball.
Yeah, I mean, it could be as easy as one of them, it came out like a duck, and I thought, is his hand sweaty?
Hmm.
You know, like,
was it raining at that point?
Is it too humid?
Humid. Yeah.
Could be a million different things. But yeah, I don't think there's any denying that here they are. They went 35-0 and they felt like their quarterback was off. But, you know, what we need for today to talk about that win, which the defense looked phenomenal, the pass rush looked great, the corners, mm-hmm. the safety, everybody looked great. Yeah. The line responded.
Singletary looks good.
Singletary looks good. Yep, absolutely. Like Zach Moss. Welcome back.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean,
yeah.
Zach Moss is an impressive runner when they put him in spots where he is, you know, built to succeed, like the time at the goal line where he smashed through two guys.
Yeah, that hit was so hard, I was out for about 10 minutes after that, just watching in the basement.
I had an audible, like, ooh.
Oh, yeah. Who
did he's still standing.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, it's Whew. Nuts. Jeez. So,
and
you know,
it's amazing that the other guy ended up on the worse end of that than Zach Moss did.
He bounces back and he goes, oh, I'm going to go forward again. I mean, that was amazing.
I mean, that's where Zach Moss wants to make guys make business decisions. That's one of his quotes, right? He likes to run so defenders make business decisions. So, all that said, like, they were great. It was a snoozed 35-0 walk in the park, and the Dolphins had maybe one of their worst days ever.
Yeah.
You know, losing Will Fuller and not having him available, losing Tua, say what you will about how he didn't look good, at least you'd have teachable moments. At least you'd have watching a young quarterback, okay, fine, it's down 14-0. I still want to watch him play. My whole evaluation of Tua to this point in his career is he's gone in sparingly on a good team, one more than he's lost, and I don't know anything to think about him because he doesn't make any sort of big plays, and the Bills knocked him out. And appeared to have a game plan that they would have set the NFL record in sacks in a day if he doesn't get knocked out because the corner blitzes are going to get there every time.
I mean, the first drive, the three and out, two guys coming clean off the edge.
Yeah.
Name a defensive back and there's a good chance at some point he came clean off the edge yesterday afternoon.
So Miami was out-coached, outplayed, out everything, and the Bills look like the team that's going to cruise or should really win comfortably this division.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like I didn't see any of the Patriots-Jets game. But based on the people I follow on Twitter, Patriots reporters, Jets reporters, anybody else, it sounded like basically Zach Wilson was, you know, throwing the ball to New England all day long, and New England didn't look that good offensively.
Four interceptions for Zach Wilson.
Yeah. I think he had, at one point, it might have been four completions and four interceptions.
Okay.
And then he ends up with a few more completions. But anyway, it didn't sound like New England's offense looked that good. They won the game because, you know, their defense played really well, and the Jets have a young quarterback who's going through the learning process.
But I think the whole thing comes down to context. And the context is, I wanted to see what Pittsburgh did. And the context is, last night's Sunday night game.
Well, sure. We're watching the game, and I was confident they were going to win. When Tua went out, I was even more confident. I don't know that they – again, I don't think the game would have turned out differently. Maybe the Dolphins get a touchdown or two if Tua's in there because Jacoby Brissett's just not good. The last time the Bills got a shutout, Jacoby Brissett was the quarterback, too, in New England. Yeah.
He has an eight-quarter shutout streak against the Bills,
right? which might be the longest by any quarterback that has played the Bills in their career. So I don't think the game would have been different. I think the Bills defensively would have won their matchup because, quite honestly, up front, they just couldn't stop the Bills. Miami's offensive line is disgustingly bad, or at least it was yesterday. And their offense was extremely limited with Jacoby Brissett running the plays. So I'm happy. I don't think anything would have been differently, but... You know, you can't help but watch the Bills game, especially at halftime. Did I mention he had 62 yards passing? You can't help but watch the game at halftime and go, how the hell are they going to beat the Chiefs? I mean, you got to score point. Now, I know they end up with 35, but if there was ever a 35-0 game where you thought, yeah, boys, the offense has got to be better, that was it yesterday. And I couldn't help but think at halftime, what are they going to do to beat Mahomes? Now, it turns out Baltimore does it, but what do they do? They outscored Kansas City last night.
36 points.
They got points. They got touchdowns. They moved down the field. They had a flow to their offense, and the Bills just aren't there yet for whatever reason. You know, the running game's been good, right? Singletary had a really nice touchdown run yesterday. I like the fact that, you know, they definitely went more towards 11 personnel yesterday. They had far fewer 4 and 5 receiver sets. They went to their bread and butter offense. I think that was a good idea. But there's just you'll look at it and go, guys, you know, they were 4 for 4 in the red zone. Yes, I know that. But I'm just telling you, you know, Diggs had the 41-yard catch, and he's been pretty quiet through the first two games. And Josh is just making throws that you look at and go, Somebody already tweeted in. You know, 35-0 thrill with the win. Is up something up with Josh? I mean, you just watch going, what's going on in the first two games? And that's got to be better if you're going to play. Maybe it's not a big deal against Washington or Houston. Both of them might be playing backup quarterbacks. Washington for sure. Maybe Houston when they're here. But, man, you play Kansas City, you got to be humming on offense, and you better get ready to score more than 30 points against them, too, to have a chance to
win. You might need it against more than just the Chiefs. You might need that against Tennessee.
You might need it against Tennessee, went into Seattle, maybe, and came back and won the game.
Right.
Yeah.
Maybe you need it against Cleveland. Maybe you need it against Baltimore. You know, Mahomes last night threw for 330 and 3 touchdowns and lost. And the only reason he loses is because the Chiefs decided to run the ball. You know?
Right. Baltimore did the Bills game plan, right? They were talking about the Baltimore was coming out. Collinsworth said Baltimore's keeping two safeties back and going, go ahead, run the ball.
Like, no, that's not what I mean. They only lost because they ran the ball on the last possession.
Oh, okay.
Clyde Edwards-Helaire fumbles.
Yeah.
Without that fumble, the Chiefs win that game. They run it down, or they probably throw it down. They were already there.
Yeah.
I mean, the Chiefs are ready to win and need probably 10 more yards, and they're handing the ball off, and Clyde Edwards-Helaire fumbles it.
Yeah.
I saw Kevin Cole, Pro Football Focus, I think, had a funny line, which is Clyde Edwards-Helaire adds a new dimension to the Chiefs' offense. He makes it stoppable because they don't do well in the run game at all, the Chiefs don't, and that's what ends up killing them. So that game last night was thrilling. Lamar had his mistakes. He had a pick six on like the first play that Sammy Watkins fell down on. He had an interception in a triple coverage on another play. Like, he wasn't perfect, but man, he was MVP level great when he needed to be. Yeah. And so was Mahomes. And like, I think last night's game gives the Bills game context because, you know, we all know, I mean, Miami is not the caliber of opponent you're going to need to beat. Congratulations, you beat him. That's awesome. You got to do the job. But if you watch the Sunday night game, those teams were not at their best. They made a lot of mistakes. Penalties, turnovers, you know, interceptions, whatever. A fumble by Allaire. 36-35.
Yeah.
An MVP-level play from your quarterback. And so far in two games, you know, Allen has been picked up by his teammates. He's not been great. And we're going to go into week three of thinking, I will. All right, come on. Let it loose. Let's mm-hmm. see it. Let's see over the top. The Derek Carr just threw for 382 on the Steelers.
Right.
Okay, so it can be done.
Right. I mean, they had a bunch of injuries, but still, whatever.
Sure.
I'm not going to take away. If you throw for 382, I know Watt left the game, right?
He did.
Alualu got hurt. They didn't have Hayden. They didn't have Bush. So they had. It wasn't the same defense, but still, whatever. 382, touchdowns is impressive.
They attempted a throw over the top, and they got it. And the Bills, you know, the Bills' passing game outside of that one throw to Diggs that's deep has really been a short passing game.
Right. Diggs, especially Diggs,
yeah.
until the 41-yard catch. So the nice thing is your offense is not anywhere near its A game, and they scored 35 points yesterday, and you're 1-1, and you still look like the best team in the division. The defense looks really good. There are a lot of things to take away from the game yesterday and feel good about, and you look at the schedule prior to Kansas City. They should beat Washington. They should beat Houston. So you should be 3-1. With the Chiefs game after the first month of the season. But in the back of your mind, I think you cannot get away from something doesn't look right about Josh Allen. And it isn't as much about
the passing game as a whole,
right,
if you want to say that.
Right. It isn't as much about the 56%. It's the types of throws he's making. And at times the lack of zip. At times missing open guys. At time being a little bit behind, which leads to a near interception type of thing.
A yards per attempt under six.
It's 5.3 5.3 or something?
It was 5.4 in this game. It was 5.3 against the Steelers. Under six on the yards per attempt.
Mm-hmm. That's
not the Bills passing
offense.
That's
old Bills quarterbacks we were talking
about. That's not the Bills.
Yeah.
Last year, those numbers would have been, I'll just find it real quick. His yards per attempt last year was almost 8, mm-hmm. which you get up to 7-8, you're doing fantastic.
Right.
But so, again, like I think a lot of, I'm just going to keep saying context, this might be their offensive lull that they're in. Mm-hmm. Last year it happened in the third quarter of the season or maybe whatever.
It happened in that Kansas City stretch, what, about second month
Kansas
of the
City,
season?
Kansas City, Tennessee.
Yeah, in October.
The second quarter.
Yeah.
The Jets, the Titans.
Patriots.
So you had your little freeze out in the second quarter of the season. Maybe this is their offensive lull.
Yeah.
Because if this is their offense, well, we might have some problems. I don't think it is. I think it'll find its way.
Well, you see bits and pieces. Like I said, I think if, quote, their offense was the third drive or the third quarter drive where, you know, it's what they hit a pass. I think was it Beasley the first play? Beasley or Sanders? One guy was one guy was two passes right down the middle, hitting guys for big gains, like a 20-plus yard gain, a 13-yard gain. Boom, the drive gets going. You go downfield. You're throwing the ball. I think he was 5 of 7 on that drive. They were definitely throwing the ball to move the ball downfield. And then he hits – the throw to Knox was a nice throw. It was a hell of a catch by Knox, the diving touchdown grab, but it was a nice throw. He led his receiver, put it out there for him to make a play. There were throws yesterday where he wasn't leading the receiver, and balls were getting knocked down by Miami defenders because they weren't exactly where they needed to be. That was a really nice throw to Dawson Knox. That's the best Josh Allen looked among all the touchdown drives they had yesterday. I mean, he hit the big throw to Sanders. They get Singletary on the one touchdown drive. He hits the one throw to Sanders, which sets him up. Now, look, the touchdown to Diggs was a nice play. It was a nice play by Diggs, who falls down, gets up, and comes back to help his quarterback. And Josh did what he does really well. He rolls to the right to keep the play alive and does the whole throw back into the middle of the field, which you're not supposed to do, but we know he can do it. So that was a nice throw. It's not like there weren't good throws by Josh Allen. There were some really nice throws. But based on where he was last year and then what we saw in week one and what we saw again yesterday, there are a handful of throws that just don't look right for whatever reason. I don't know if it's an issue with the offensive line. I mean, Dan Dawkins admitted that he's still probably not where he needs to be in shape in terms of coming off the battle with COVID and missing the first couple weeks of camp. You know, Feliciano was better yesterday than he was against Pittsburgh. Maybe there are still some issues they're working out up front, and Josh isn't as comfortable in the pocket. But whatever. I mean, like I said, it's you can be completely happy, and it's not complaining if you point out, hey, fellas, need more from the need a better passing game.
McDermott,
if you're going to beat the best teams in this league.
Boy, McDermott's tone was not a we won 35-0 tone in postgame. At least, you know, talking about the things we've got to do better, blah, blah, blah. So, yeah. I'll pull up some texts. But we have to get calls today because the if we don't get calls and people that give the nuanced, wonderful opinions, then all we will get is the text about people complaining that
Why,
we are.
Don't you guys know they won? Is that right? I didn't realize they won. I didn't realize that. Hey, Miami did not look good, and New England struggling with Mac Jones, even though they beat the Jets, and the Jets might, I don't know what the Jets are going to do as they break in their young quarterback. So, I mean, the division doesn't look as potentially as difficult as I thought it might be.
Maybe the only other disappointment is that Trubisky should have gone in sooner.
Yeah, and I got to tell you, a designed run for Josh Allen in a 28-0 game was not my idea of a good thing
Maybe
to do.
Not a great idea.
Yeah. He should have been done probably a drive earlier.
Get Trubisky some snaps, you know, not just kneel downs.
Yeah.
Maybe. Good for Zach Moss, who his aunt just passed away, right?
I didn't realize that. Yeah.
Good for him. Healthy scratch. And he seems to have just a good, measured approach to it all. Talking about how it's a roller coaster. Yeah, scratch week one, then come in and get. And he fumbled.
Fumbled and came back, right?
Yeah.
I wasn't sure he'd get a chance to
just
come back.
Just in case you are a fan of one of those coaches that if a guy fumbles, he never plays again. I mean, Zach Moss was important to them.
Yeah. Bill Belichick. 803-0550 to join us. 888-550-2550. It is Bills Football Monday. And we want to hear from you about yesterday's win over the Dolphins. The phone lines are wide open. So grab some lines and join us. Football Monday on WGR is brought to you by Northwest Bank, increasing the value of you.
The snap, Tua, play action, looks to his right, he is hit, he is dropped. He is sacked right away, right off the bat. It was Taron Johnson who burst through there and get him.
It's all Bills all day. Buffalo Bills Football Monday, exclusively on WGR Sports Radio 550. Brought to you by Northwest Bank, increasing the value of you.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Some comfortable plays that, you know, the entire offense likes. Our receivers are comfortable with some of the stuff that we were running in the second half. You know, I know I was, and not saying that I wasn't early on, but we had some more game plan stuff trying to put in, and hats off to them. They got some really good players over there, and they made some really good plays today, you know, but there's some things that we need to do better communication-wise, and, you know, starts with me. So, again, well, there's going to be a lot of stuff to learn from on this tape, and, again, winning the way we did, it feels good.
Bills quarterback Josh Allen, when he was talking about comfortable plays for receivers, he was asked about the touchdown drive. The offense struggled in the first half, passing game, and then you had the big touchdown drive to start the third quarter. Why was that? And that would have been his response to that question. Going to get to your calls, going to get to your tweets and your texts. It is Bills Football Monday, 803-0550 to join us. Hey, make sure you add a smile. You're already smiling. Make it a bigger one. To your Buffalo Football Monday with WGR and Crosby's, you'll always be ready for game day with Crosby's mobile app. Download it today.
Quick thing from the Sunday night game. So there's a quote here from John Harbaugh about going for fourth downs and how they trust their analytics department. And they talked about it on the broadcast. Here's Chris Collinsworth really, really upset about this fourth and one. Oh, my goodness, they're going to go for this. Well, there's a piece, and Merrill Hodge, too. I saw this tweet. Merrill Hodge said, you know, forget about all your analytics, your statistics, your numbers. Harbaugh walked off the sideline and said, you can see him. You can read his lips. Lamar, you want to go for it?
Yeah.
And he turns around and says, okay, let's go. Which, of course, like, you only ask him that if it's fourth and...
Because you're going for it.
If it's fourth and 17, you don't ask him if he wants to go for it. Anyway, a quote from Harbaugh on this says, we talk about all the different scenarios, and he basically gives me a percentage. He is Daniel Stern, not...
The actor?
No, not that guy. Different Daniel Stern. So
Harbaugh
quote. So what's the added win percentage for going for it? He'll give it to me like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, up to whatever. Then you just decide if you want to do it. It's not strictly based on the numbers. I listen to it. If he starts telling me 3 or 4%, I get really interested. If it's 1 or 2%, I'm still interested, especially if it's short, if I think we can get it. One of the models that I saw about the number last night would have been 24. Their analytics would have been, hey, going for this increases our win percentage 24%. That's not getting it. That's just going for it.
Right.
Because you want to give the ball back to Patrick Mahomes?
That's, right. This is not, you're not going for it against, it's not Zach Wilson and the Jets. You know, if you don't make it, you're not really worried about Zach Wilson and the Jets offense these days. You don't want to give the ball to Mahomes. You should never want to give the ball to Mahomes.
Never. The only way to actually keep the ball away from him is to not ever give it to him on purpose.
Right, which is why we were talking about going for touchdowns instead of field goals in the AFC Championship game.
So Baltimore, and it's a great question. What would the Bills have done in that spot?
I don't know. I hope they would have gone
for
it.
What would the Bills have done in that spot?
I would have said, based on most of last season, they'd go for it. But in the AFC Championship game, they didn't. And honestly, in the first half against the Pittsburgh Steelers last week, they didn't go for it on fourth down. And that's Ben Roethlisberger, not Patrick Mahomes.
We think the Bills are aggressive.
Yeah.
Would they have gone for that fourth and one? And, of course, half-snark question, does John Harbaugh not trust his defense?
Yeah.
He didn't trust the defense.
Because he said after the game, he was asked about that, and he said he was leaning to go for it anyway.
Yeah.
He's like, and he kind of joked, he's like, I just wanted to hear Lamar's opinion, make sure I had this one right.
Right.
But I think he was going for it anyway, and it's the right move. It is, because you have to take into account who you're playing.
Yeah.
Who's the other quarterback? Who are you giving the ball to? And that's the last guy in the world in this whole league you want to give the ball to at that point. So I don't know what the Bills would do. What do you think? I think they would go for it, but I can't tell you with any certainty that they would have made the decision to go. They should. You have a really big quarterback who can get you a yard.
Yeah. I wonder if a team in that spot, so again, like, the Ravens have a 1-point lead, and if they don't get it, the Chiefs are basically in field goal territory. They will have nowhere to go to get there.
Right.
What if they're up by 4? You know, do they then kick it away thinking, well, we can protect a touchdown? Because I think no matter what the play is, 1 yard to win. And there's also this point, which Bill Barnwell, if you're putting the game on the line with the thing you do best.
Yeah, running the ball.
And in the process, don't let the other team get a chance to do the thing they do best.
Mm-hmm.
Patrick Mahomes with a minute left.
Right. And they were running the ball very well last night, Baltimore.
They were running the ball
not
very
just
well.
Lamar Jackson.
Right. They were running well. They were throwing well. So anyway, good on John Harbaugh to do that. I hope the Bills will be as aggressive against the Chiefs.
803-0550 to join us on Bills Football Monday. We'll get connected with our fans, brought to you by Bond, Shenick & King, a full-service Buffalo law firm. Walter in Toronto, you're on WGR. Go right ahead.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good, thank you.
I watched yesterday's game, and I'm really impressed with our defense. I think that's going to carry us a long way. It was good to see our running game getting going because I think a little bit of balance on the offense is good. I'm worried, like many Bills fans are, in terms of Allen's inconsistencies. And it kind of reminds me when he first broke into the league, like that, you know, we talk about him playing hero ball and maybe trying too hard. And I think he was doing that to try to show the world that he does belong in the NFL. And last year was fantastic for him. I think the play calling and his head was in the right place. But I'm wondering if this year he's reverting back to his rookie season in terms of his inconsistency, because he's maybe trying to justify the big deal, the big contract. You see that in a lot of other sports. I know Jeff Skinner, for example, on the Sabres, really tailed off after he got the big deal.
Well, that's the Sabres deciding not, they don't want him to score anymore. I mean, it'd be like if they put Josh Allen at, you know, left tackle. But anyway.
True.
I don't think it's hero ball. I don't think he's, see, to me, it's not.
I would like hero ball
at
this point.
Yeah, he's not forcing bad throws. I'm not seeing, Walter, I'm not sitting there going, oh, Josh, you can't throw that. He's got guys open, and he's not connecting with them. Like, he's off on his throws. I don't think it's, right, so, like, it's he's not trying to do too much and forcing the ball in double coverage and throwing interceptions. He's got, I think, one pick. But how many near interceptions? The flea flicker against Pittsburgh was open, and the ball just took forever to get to Diggs. There was a pass to McKenzie yesterday. The ball took forever to get to him. There's something in his passes, and I don't know, it certainly shouldn't be a lack of confidence. I'm not sure what it is, but I don't think it's overdoing it or throwing it, forcing plays. He's got guys open and he's missing them for whatever reason, or it's too slow getting to them.
And lots of guys get the big contract, and I mean, I'm not saying that it can't be that he's pressing or feeling like he has to do too much, but you know, a lot of other guys got contracts. Dak Prescott got a huge contract, hadn't played in a year, and went out and threw for 1 million yards, and Patrick Mahomes got the big contract. Lamar hasn't gotten his yet. I think you could say a contract could play into it, but I don't want to do that. Isn't he mentally tough? Isn't he, mm-hmm. you know, I don't know. I don't want to give that out necessarily.
Walter, thanks. Let's get to Jose in Raleigh, North Carolina next. Go right ahead, Jose.
Hey, guys. Yeah, listen, we were going back and watching some of those passes. I personally believe the guy. I think Josh is hurt because some of those passes we went back with, they were wobblers, they were floaters. This ain't Josh. But guys, my question to you guys too is, what is, since Ken Dorsey is the new passing coordinator, just what does he do? I'm not trying to be Debbie Downer. I'm so grateful we won. You know, we were ecstatic. But I personally believe Josh is hurt. I think he has to be because he's not firing the ball like he used to. He used to zip them. Now they're floating, and I just want to know what is Ken Dorsey have anything to do with this? I hang up and listen, guys. Thanks. Have a great day.
Sure. I will ask Sal because I'm not sure. He is the passing game coordinator. Brian Daboll is the offensive coordinator. He's the play caller. And I'll check with Sal at 7 o'clock when he's on with us because I'm not sure if there are responsibilities in-game that Dorsey is allowed to have. Does he specifically draw up the passing game and then Daboll incorporates what he needs in the playbook, in the play calling that day? I don't know. So I promise I will write it down and I will bring it up with Sal coming up at the top of the hour segment. 803-0550 to join us. Jeremy tweeted in, not the gentleman across the table from me. Jeremy tweeted in, Josh's arm is fine. It looks like he's aiming the ball instead of trusting his arm. He's a momentum quarterback. We need to find a way to get him some simple, easy throws early. There were times last year where guys were wide open. Mahomes gets those throws often. Look, there were times in the first two games, especially against Pittsburgh, where guys were open and he was off target. I don't think it didn't seem to happen as frequently yesterday as it did against the Steelers, where he had a guy open and just missed him. Too low, too far to the side, too high. There were, I think, less of those throws yesterday. But to me, the bigger issue is there are guys open and it seems like the ball is taking a long time to get there. 803-0550 to join us, 888-550-2550. You can share your thoughts on the game. We got lines open. A couple folks on hold. Hold your spot. We got lines open if you want to get in right now, because that's what it's all about. Bills Football Monday on WGRS, brought to you by Northwest Bank, increasing the value of you.
Shotgun time for Tua Tagovailoa. The snap. Here comes the rush. Tagovailoa can't get away from it. He is dropped. He is sacked for the second time. This time at the 20-yard line, brought down by Micah Hyde.
It's all Bills all day. Buffalo Bills Football Monday, exclusively on WGR Sports Radio 550. Brought to you by Northwest Bank, increasing the value of you.
Jeremy White here for Quick Clean, 731-1474. It's not clean until it's Quick Clean. Quick Clean duct cleaning and carpet cleaning. If you are a homeowner, a business owner, you want to make sure you have better air in your home and a better air quality in your home or business, call Quick Clean. They will clean out the ducts in that home, whether there's dirt, dust, debris, bacteria, pet hair, dander. Lots of things can add up over the years. Building materials, drywall, magazines, who knows? They've found some things. They've found some things. And ducts, you can ask maybe to see the binder. They'll show you pictures. Call Quick Clean at 731-1474 so you know that the ducts in your home or business are clean, free and clear of any sort of allergens or anything like that. If you have allergy problems in your home, that could be the culprit. 731-1474 for Quick Clean. Carpet cleaning as well. Also, if you have an emergency like a flood, flood restoration services, Quick Clean does that. 731-1474. That's 731-1474. It's not clean until it's Quick Clean.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
In the division is huge, but like I said earlier, you know, a 24-hour window, we didn't play perfect at all. There was still some football left out there on the field that we can learn from and move forward and put our focus into Washington.
That so, is Jordan Poyer.
So up next, Taylor Heinicke.
Yeah.
Then Tyrod Taylor.
Or Davis
Maybe.
Mills.
Or Davis
Mills. Or Deshaun
Mills.
Watson.
They're not going to play Deshaun Watson.
I saw, I think it was Pro Football Talk, did a little blog thing about whether or not they might actually play Deshaun Watson if Taylor's
well,
out?
The Texans are the type of team. There was a play yesterday. They accepted a penalty and punted. Did you see that?
No.
So it's a third down and let me pull up the actual stats here. The Texans had a spot where they could have either accepted a penalty on the Browns and it'd been third and 10 or decline it and have it be fourth and 2. And they declined it for the fourth and 2 and punted.
Wait a minute.
Yeah. They did.
They
punted.
Okay, did I just... Maybe I didn't hear you correctly.
No, you heard it. They could have had...
Another
third,
down.
Third
would,
and 10.
They would have had another down to play.
Or fourth and 2, and they punted. That's the Texans.
Okay, I just want to make sure I didn't... Because, you know, I get a lot of stuff wrong at my age.
There's a, so there's the video of it's great. They actually cut to Kevin Stefanski in the Browns sideline, who's just like...
Okay, get the punt team on, boys. They're kicking for some reason.
Thank you. Yeah, that's Texans. So real quick, I have a tweet here from Shane about Josh Allen. Like, he says his arm is fine, but how great are the Bills' D? How great are the Bills with this defense once Josh starts hitting all these open receivers? This is Josh's preseason. It's going to be a fun year this year. And I think what we've seen from the defense is promising. I will say, once they go from Roethlisberger, Brissett, Taylor Heinicke,
maybe Davis,
Davis Mills to the guy who's fifth, maybe we get a really true measure for what they, that's Mahomes. Yeah. And even the next week is Tannehill. The Titans, who looked like they were left for dead halfway through that game. That's a nice win for them. So, you know, the defense is about to get some pub in the first 4 weeks of the season. And, you know, that fifth game might be different.
A little bit of a challenge, I would say, compared to the first four.
We'll see.
Kansas City's offense is still good. Kelce is still really hard to stop. He's still a freakish tight end.
Something I found out about Mahomes watching the broadcast last night, Collinsworth said this, that in the Super Bowl, like, we knew their line was chewed up. And you knew that he suffered a concussion against the Chiefs, or against the Browns.
And then he had the toe injury.
The toe. Do you know how he described the toe injury? Collinsworth last night. He relayed a story that Mahomes, the only way he could play is if when he was on that foot with the toe, he had to scrunch his toes up inside his shoe.
Oh, yeah. It's hard to run that way.
Think
hard
about
to move around. I'm doing it right
can
now.
Can you imagine like really trying to run,
yeah,
scrunching up your toes?
Right.
That's what Mahomes was playing with in the Super Bowl and against the Bills.
And they had the stat on the telecast last night. What was he pressured on? 55% of his dropbacks in that game? I mean, that's amazingly bad.
He can't move. His line's terrible.
Yeah. And it's the career high pressure rate.
Let's go win the game.
Yeah. 803.
Tom Brady gets some breaks along the way, doesn't he?
803-0550 to join us. We'll get connected with our fans. Brought to you by Bond, Shannon, and King, a full-service Buffalo law firm. Dan in Manchester, you're on WGR. Welcome to Bills Football Monday.
Hi, guys. Good morning.
Good morning.
I, like many people, probably was really encouraged by the presence of the running game yesterday and how it just seemed more vibrant than we've seen in a really long time. I'm sort of really curious to see moving forward, especially as we face Washington next week, what that means for the offense moving forward. And I'm just curious to get your thoughts on to what extent it'll make things, you know, obviously like a lot easier for Josh Allen potentially, and just make our offense even more dynamic and allow us to score, you know, 30 plus points on a Kansas City and, you know, other tougher teams further down the line.
Right. I mean, I like what I've seen from the running game, but my bigger concern is the passing game's got to get right. That is the identity. It will still be the identity. Unless the running game gets to a point where it actually makes teams change their defensive approach to the Bills, which I don't think would be a smart thing for them to do, I'd still be focusing on Josh and Diggs and Sanders and Beasley and the passing game, unless it happens that the running game now says to opposing teams, go, oh, crap, maybe we should lean more on stopping the run. I don't think they should do that. So I'm glad it's there. It's nice. If they run the ball better when they want to run, wonderful. But to me, you still have to get your passing game right, and I don't think the running game is such a threat that opposing teams would start leaning more towards that than the passing attack.
Yeah, the running game against Miami worked from the jump, right? First drive.
First was Singletary's touchdown.
Right away. Yeah. The running game breaks a big play. Week one, the running game didn't break anything big until you were already down by 10 in the fourth quarter. So, you know, I don't have a problem with them running the ball if it's going to work. I just don't necessarily believe it's going to work if you keep going. So a game like that, working right away, go for it. You know, keep hammering it. Baltimore last night, they're
From the get-go.
Right away. They were running on the Chiefs, and sometimes they'd hit a brick wall because they would start passing the ball. So, yeah, if it's working, go for it.
803-0550 to join us. Sal, coming up in a moment. We have phone lines open if you want to get in and, share your opinion on yesterday's win over Miami. Make sure you join WGR 550 this Thursday at 6 p.m. for a special program called I'm Listening. It's a live two-hour show featuring some of the biggest names in music and sports and insight from some of the most respected mental health professionals as we strive to destigmatize talking about mental health. You will hear personal stories from Imagine Dragons and Kevin Love and many others on the show. You are not alone. This Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m., it's I'm Listening, and you can hear the show right here on WGR 550. You can also listen to it on the Odyssey app. If you'd like more information, all you need to do is visit imlistening.org.
T-Mobile
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.